It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. I'd like to welcome our special guest, LeBron Street of the Person County Parks and Rec Department. LeBron is the man down at Mayo Park. He's a friendly guy you see around from time to time. And LeBron, I talk to a lot of people and they say, I was down at Mayo the weekend and I saw you, buddy. I said, LeBron, and they said, yeah. So not only are you behind the scene down at Mayo Park, but you're out front, you know, and you do what you can to accommodate your visitors. And y'all have got a bass tournament coming up, correct?
That is correct, Rob. And it actually is this weekend, this Sunday, the 17th. This is our last bass tournament of the year. Yes, you heard it right. It is this Sunday. That's something we don't usually do, but however, just for scheduling reasons and other reasons, we have to do it on this Sunday if we wanted to do one. And we really wanted to do one because we know this time of year is a time for bass. So, again, this is this Sunday, October the 17th. It is our last bass tournament until February. The tournament will start at the boats will leave at 7. The weigh-in will be at 3 o'clock, as usual. $75 entry fee and $10 for the big fish. Give us a call to get signed up, to get pre-registered. We have some boats signed up. So, again, it is this week. Help us tell people about it. Help us spread the word. We had advertising up and two different advertising banners, and twice, Rob, people came and take them down, just being mean, spiteful, I guess. So so if you know anybody, that some of our fishermen out there, I try to contact many of my fishermen that I could, that usually comes out to it, because they usually go up to the boat ramp, they'll see our banners up, and that's how the word gets around. So if you know somebody, tell a friend that Mayo is having that last bass tournament this weekend. We are still having it, because a guy called me yesterday asking me that we cancel it because they didn't see the banner no more. So yes, we are still having it this Sunday, the 17th, our last fishing tournament for the year, bass tournament. Give us a call at 597-7806 for more information.
If you want to stop in person and go ahead and pay your fee to get in the tournament, 1013 Neal Store Road is the address there at the Education and Environment Building. And also, if you want to go down sometimes during the week and just stop in at the Education and Environment Building and tell them, say, look, you know, I've never been down here before, but would you mind if I just kind of ride through the park just to look around? They welcome you to do that.
Please.
You'll find picnic shelters, camping spots for RVs with electric and water hookups. They have cabins available for rent, horseshoe pits, disc golf, a nature trail, modern bathroom facilities with showers, playground equipment, and so much more. It's kind of a big treasure to Roxburgh and Person County to have Mayo Park. They also offer tent sites, so if you want to rough it, hey, they will accommodate you on that. Correct, LeBron?
We definitely can accommodate you about anything that you like to do as far as camping, as far as anything when it comes to that.
336-597-7806. Again, that's 336-597-7806. And that'll put you in touch with LeBron or some of the other friendly staff at Mayo Park. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Now, LeBron, let's mention this one more time. The bass fishing tournament, sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department, is going to be this Sunday at Mayo Park, correct?
That is correct, Rob. This Sunday. Yes, we are saying Sunday, not Saturday. It is this Sunday at 7 o'clock. The boats leave at 7. The weigh-in is at 3 o'clock. I always say, if you're not doing nothing, come out and watch the weigh-in. Watch how intense it is. Watch these fish come in. People sometimes say, you know, fish in this lake. Well, just come out there Sunday, and I can guarantee you some of them guys will prove you wrong on that, Rob.
Now, LeBron, kind of on the fishing subject, Are the fish biting pretty good in that Mayo?
This is the time of year, Rob. They're coming up to spawn a little bit. The weather is playing a factor in there. One day it's cold, one day it's hot. So that does do this. But I do know for a fact those crappie have been biting extremely well. I've been seeing them coming in with my own eyes, and I've been talking to a lot of guys. And like I tell people with fishing, you believe half of what you hear, all of what I see. But I know what I'm seeing it coming in, and I've been seeing some nice-sized crappie coming in, Rob. So to answer your question, they're doing pretty good. The bass guys, I talked to a couple guys yesterday, Sunday, and they said they had a good day out there. So, again, so if you're not doing that on Sunday, just come out and watch our weigh in.
So, again, boats launch at 7, weigh in at 3.
That's correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to be there because this will be the last bass fishing tournament sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. Now, LeBron, you all do an 80% payout, correct?
That is correct, Rob. Sometimes we have done a little bit more if the numbers are low. Like, we don't get too many people to participate, but we don't do nothing no lower than 80%. Sometimes we have done 90% payback if the numbers are low, because we like to keep everybody happy.
All right. Good deal. All right. Tell us about the free movie.
Yes, Rob. October the 23rd. The 23rd, we have a free movie, the last free movie we'll be showing for the year at Mayo. But we have been showing movies just about once a month outside at the amphitheater. So if you know anybody that likes outside movies, bring a long chair, bring your chairs, and come watch the movie. It is a Halloween theme movie. It will be the Addams Family. However, also, Rob, before the movie starts, from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, the Friends of the Park will be sponsoring different activities for kids, fun and games. Lots of different activities will be going on from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock on that day. So from 5 to 7, we will have different kids activities, the Halloween theme. After that, we will show the movie promptly at 7 o'clock at Mayo Lake, Mayo at the amphitheater. So come on out and support us. We would love to have you out. Again, we've been showing movies once a month, so the movie we will be showing is The Addams Family, because, you know, it's Halloween theme. Again, that is October the 23rd. For more information, give us a call at 597-1755, or just come on. And everything, Rob, is free. It doesn't cost a thing to get into the movie. It doesn't cost a thing to participate in the activities. Again, starts from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
And also, they will have a food truck on site. LeBron, tell us a little bit about youth basketball.
So, yeah, Rob. So, it's always something going on in youth basketball, in sports, period. You know, football, basketball, soccer, wherever the case may be. So, with that being said, we have youth basketball signups going on, and that's ages 5 through 17. However, you must sign up by this Friday, the 15th. Please get signed up before the 15th, this Friday. That's ages 5 through 17. The season doesn't start until November and January, but however, it's still a lot of factors that go into it. And getting people registered, and getting people ready for the upcoming season. So please, the main thing is you just get registered, tell a friend, a kid, start them off young, and we'll go from there. But needless to say, ages 5 through 17.
And one other thing I want to ask you about, mm-hmm. LeBron, you mentioned something about you all have hockey tickets available at a discount price.
That is correct, Rob. Now, the hockey game is not until February. But, however, if there's many hockey lovers around here, or anybody likes hockey, or, you know, me personally, I don't really care for hockey, but just to go to a game is very nice, actually. And I didn't know what I was watching, but it's very cool to go to a Carolina Hurricane hockey game. So with that being said, we do have some tickets for sale. They front and center ice, down low, great seats. They're $83. Dang, $83. You may be saying $83 is a lot of money, but that's, trust me, that is at a discounted price. The regular price is you're saving over $100,
right,
to be honest with you, at the $83 rate. So again, we do have some hockey tickets for sale, but however, the only catch to it is we really need at least 20 people to sign up for this to get that rate. So it's $83, but it's in February against the Oilers. But we need at least 20 people to sign up for it, for one. And for two, you know, you send $83 a lot of money for a hockey ticket, but the regular price is you're saving over $100. And again, you can't beat the seats. These are front and center seats, lower level seats, great seats. You're right there at the action. They make great Christmas gifts too, Rob. Like I said, the game is not until February. But, you know, you go ahead and start purchasing them now, saving up for it now, you know, surprise a person, because Christmas will be here before you know it.
And make a wonderful Christmas gift.
Make a wonderful Christmas gift. So, well, how do you get the tickets? Just simply go by the main office at 597. Simply go by our main office at Hooks Hansberry, or call us at 597-1755.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out, sharing some good information with our listeners about the Parks and Rec Department of Roxburgh and Person County. And I hope you have a good day.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all do the same.